Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from LA. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. You're waving everyone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Skip, how are you today?
It's the worst morning of my life.
No,
next
no.
question.
Remember last week?
The worst.
Every time we know for the last 16 weeks, when we come out here and the Cowboys don't play well or New England doesn't play well, and I start my spiel. You talking about I'm bored, I'm tired, hurry up.
It's your turn, your show.
So you know what today, Skip?
I'm not bored.
I bought you a Snickers.
Okay.
I want you to have that right there because I'm going to be a while.
I don't eat candy
bars. Okay, well, I just...
Maybe
but I,
you do. I don't.
But
I don't eat candy bars.
I'm going to be a while.
I don't need a candy bar. I need a vomit bucket.
I'm gonna keep this right here because I'm gonna take my time, Skip.
Couldn't keep my dinner down. Couldn't keep my breakfast down. So I don't think I could definitely keep any Snickers down unless you want to see it a second time.
Old Baptist minister Sharp today. I'm gonna bring the sermon to him today, Jenny. I'm gonna bring it to him today.
All right. Well, I hope your stomach survives. You keep things in check. We have so much to get to today. Have Tom Brady and the Patriots fixed their offense? Plus, we are going to give out some letter grades for both Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz, but we got to start by diving into what exactly happened between the Cowboys and Eagles. The Cowboys' offense was held in check in Philly. Ezekiel Elliott had under 50 yards on the ground. Zeke did haul in a team-high 7 catches, but that resulted in only 35 yards. And the All-Pro running back failed to find the end zone. Dak Prescott went 25 for 44 and had just over 250 yards with no touchdowns or picks. On fourth down, with under 2 minutes left, Dak failed to connect with Michael Gallup for the potential game-tying score, and Jerry Jones expected a better effort from his team. Take a listen.
Very disappointed. We all expected to leave here as the NFC's champs. We're not. We thought we could come up here and play a better game than we played, and thought right up until the very end of the thing that we could come in and make some plays and get it done.
Shannon, what happened yesterday?
The team that had the better quarterback, the team that had the better structure, they won. Now, you see, therein lies the main problem for the Dallas Cowboys. Those are the very exact words Jerry Jones uttered, Skip, on that Thursday night after Chicago. Remember, he said, I thought we could come up here and get this win against a very good Chicago Bears football team. You see, what happened is the Cowboys want to be contenders. They want people to think of them as contenders, but you got to put the work in. You can't talk about it. Jerry Jones has built these expectations so high. Remember in training camp, Skip, this is the best. Ooh, talent. Only my Super Bowl teams. I've been around those Super Bowl teams, and this is the kind of talent that he has. So he amped up expectations. And lo and behold, I told you this day was coming, Skip. I'm not going to gloat. This is not my day to gloat. This is not about that. Mm-hmm. This is not about me and old Walk It to Him. You know the Eagles? They use that now, Skip, in their moniker. They call Walk It to Him. This is why talent evaluators, I've told you, and everybody keeps telling you, this is why talent evaluators say Carson Wentz is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. Because one guy was down here, 3 number one receivers. Alshon, D-Jack Aguilar, Lane Johnson. The defense was in shambles. Mm. Case Keenum threw for 393. First Cousin threw for 330. Matt Ryan. As a matter of fact, they had Haskins looking like he should have been in the Pro Bowl this year last week. And your guy, 265 on 44 attempts with no touchdowns? Ooh, even after Zach Ertz went out of the ball game with that rib injury. Carson hung him out to dry. And I knew it was just a matter of time. I said, he's going to go back to the locker room, get a little medicine in that thing, get it right, come back out there and contribute. Skip, Jerry Jones is very disappointed for the simple fact is, and I said this, the Cowboys, if you can't beat this battered up, this banged up Eagles team, you do not deserve to win a game. You're not worthy of the playoffs. And for Wentz to go out there 31 of 40, and somehow, Jenny, he only got a 61 QBR. That's ridiculous. That's disgusting. But I know somebody that had one worse than that. But anyway, Skip, your guy was terrible. No excuses. I don't want to hear nothing about no shoulder because they let that cat out of the bag. I don't want to hear anything about that. I don't want to hear anything about drops. I don't normally do this because I hate, you know, because people watch the game. But I'm going to show you because what they did, they kept flashing up signs yesterday because I didn't hear what they were saying. Mm-hmm. Oh, the receivers have this many drops. But how many did I need them to start putting Fox? I need you guys. I'm talking to Fox, my network. I need you guys to put up terrible throws by the quarterback, just like you highlight and try to make it look like the quarterback. But watch this throw right here. Now, if Dak Prescott hits Michael Gallup, he's going to hit his head on the goalpost. Now, is that a good throw, Skip Bayless? What about this one right here? Woo! Sailed it. Come on, keep it going. Ooh, I love this right here. Now, these are not repeats, ladies and gentlemen at home. This is, look at this. Amari is wide open. He's just frustrated. Now, look at this. I can make that throw. Oh, my goodness. And that guy wants $40 million. He's the most accurate. He's the most criticized, most scrutinized. I get sick of listening to people talk about Dak. This is why that Carson Wentz has thought of and will always be thought of as a better quarterback. Your guy has all his weapons. Everybody was there, and he didn't get it done. Walk it to him. Mm. It was his day. They deserved it. From top to bottom, they got a better quarterback. They're better coached. Their organization structure is a lot better. And the Eagles are flying, and you sad, and I love it. You're going to cry when we leave the air.
Tell me when you're finished.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
Are you finished? I don't want to be interrupted.
No,
when I
ain't going to interrupt you. I'm good.
My turn. Thank you very much.
Skip.
I am so glad this season is over. Because I am so sick and tired of watching the underachieving nightmare that the 2019 Dallas Cowboys were. They were favored in 14 of their 15 games they have played to date. 14 of 15 times Vegas said they're the favorite. They're now 7-8. For me, it was one long vomit ride. It took 9 years off the end of my life. Trying to figure out what was wrong with this team. And yet, I'm hoping the only metallic silver lining is, please, merciful God, tell me it's the end of the Jason Garrett era. I have seen enough, and I'm going to say it one more time. I called for his job after his second full season, 2012, in which he went 8-8 and lost a second straight year of losing a division deciding game in December. He's now lost 4 in 9 years, division deciding games in December. He should have been gone a long time ago, and I blame only one man for keeping him afloat, his puppet. Jerry Jones, the puppet master, is responsible for all of the above. Once again, my team came out flat and lifeless at kickoff. Once again, I had to sit back. I know it from the first snap of the game. Uh-oh. Here we go again. Another disaster. Mm. They gave up 125 Eagles yards in the first two Eagles possessions and fell right behind, as they often do, 10-0. And I'm saying, where's the urgency? Where's the emotion? Clearly, Doug Peterson had his team far readier to play than Jason Garrett had his team ready to play. And yet, my quarterback hung in. And I don't care what you say, my quarterback, before the biggest game of the year, could not practice all last week because he had a banged-up shoulder that required a cortisone shot on Thursday and pain-killing injections before the game and at halftime yesterday. And given that degree of difficulty, I thought he actually hung in and played pretty well. Not great. He missed several throws. He missed Tavon Austin late. But he also made a whole bunch of other throws that kept him afloat, including 4 straight at the end of the half that set up the field goal that cut it to 10-6. And guess what, boys and girls? My team got the second half kickoff because Dak correctly said we defer when they won the coin toss to open the football game. So now here we go. We got the football. And guess who made his first appearance of the whole game? This guy, number 21, named Ezekiel Elliott, finally, I don't know where he came from, he finally got on track. Guess what he did in the first half? They tried to feed the beast. Shannon Sharp, the Hall of Famer, always tells me, they gotta establish the run. You got to run the football, says Eric Dickerson, the Hall of Famer, who often comes in on Fridays. And I'm saying, first down in the first half, here they are. Zeke, 3 yards. Zeke, minus 2 yards. Zeke, no gain. Zeke, no gain. Zeke, minus 4. Those are his touches on the first four, first five first downs that he got the football. That established what? It established negativity. It went backward. Dak Prescott is playing against the chains the whole first half, but it's okay because they're still afloat. And here comes the first series of the second half. And he flips it to Zeke, who gets loose for 8 yards. And then he throws it to Zeke again. Little short dump pass, and he wheels and gets loose. And I actually saw a little urgency from Zeke that I rarely saw all year. I saw him actually run hard. And then I saw another pass to Michael Gallup for 10 yards. And all of a sudden, on first down, they gave it to Zeke because they got the Eagles on their heels. And there's a lane to the left, off left guard. And he slams it up in there for 10 more yards. And they come right back and give it to Zeke for 8 more yards. And I say, we got him. It's second and 2 at the Eagles' 26-yard line. We're going to cash this in, and we're going to be ahead 13-10, and we're going to take control. And finally, Carson Wentz, who will unravel, who will choke, who will come apart under pressure. We're going to put some heat on Carson Wentz, and let's see if he can stand the heat in his own building. With his fans getting a little itchy, they're starting to turn on him. They're starting to boo. Let's see if he can do that. And what happens on second and 2 at the 26? My guy waves out. My guy waves out, just like Chicago. It's the Chicago nightmare all over again. Zeke waves out. Take me out, coach.
Oh, we ain't gonna talk about this.
Take me out. It's my turn. It is. You told me it was my turn.
You can talk all that you want to, yell and scream.
Okay,
you lost.
It is my turn.
You lost the game.
It's my turn.
Take as long as you want. You're still lost.
My 50 guaranteed $50 million running back. He got it all. He is by far the highest paid running back in pro football. He waves out. Just like Chicago, what are you doing? Did Jim Brown ever wave out of any game in his life? Did our man Eric Dickerson, who I consider the greatest running back, ever wave out? Did Walter Payton, did Emmitt Smith? I could go on. Did anybody ever wave out? Any great player? Ezekiel Elliott is not a great player. He got his money and he shifted it into neutral, into cruise control. And all of a sudden, here comes Tony Pollard, the rookie. He's cold, cold as ice. It's getting colder. It's getting dark and cold. And he runs into the gate. Wait a second. I got to do this at second and two. And they give it to him up the middle for 1 yard. Now it's third and one, and they run some little trick option play, some quick pitch. It's not even really an option. It's just a quick pitch to the perimeter. Here it is. And they play it. Philly played it great. He runs back up into the middle, and he's not warmed up, and he loses the football. So not only do they not get the 10-9 field goal, they get nothing. That's it. That was the end of my Dallas Cowboys as I knew and tried to love them all year long. I thought this was a Super Bowl team, and that was the end of my Cowboys as I knew and loved them, because it tears the heart out of a football team when they see their 50 guaranteed million-dollar man, 90 total million, wave out at the most crucial moment of the football game. If you go score and you're up 13-10, I believe you win that game. If you wave out, you're going to lose that game. And now I got to get back to my defense. And you talk, I've heard all last night about, oh, the Phillies did it after being decimated by injuries. Here's the key play for my defense in the football game. It's a first and 10 play at the 43. This is a couple series after the Zeke wave out. And Carson Wentz makes a nice throw to a wide open Greg Ward Jr. And I love Greg Ward Jr., who's better than Aguilar. Don't tell me he's not better than Aguilar. He catches it and he gets open. Guess who was supposed to be covering him on this play? There's a guy on the field you probably don't know because he wears number 43 and his name is Malcolm Smith. Guess where he was last Sunday when the Cowboys were wiping out the Rams? He was sitting on his couch watching it. I was down 2 starting linebackers yesterday, so they had to put Malcolm Smith in the game, and I don't know how. He somehow got matched up on Greg Ward in the slot. I don't know.
I don't believe that was the right call. I believe the corner on the outside blew that coverage.
Okay.
Look
somebody,
at the top skip. Everybody else is playing zone.
Somebody blew it badly, but it's possible he blew it also because how could he know what the defense is after two practices?
But Skip, he's been in that defense his whole career.
Okay, but this is a little nuanced. It's a little bit new, and he hasn't played all year long. And you throw him in, and that's the key play of the game because that breaks it open. They go right into score. And now it's 17-6. But my quarterback hangs in. And if I could see the throw my quarterback made on 4th and 9 at the 46, this was just sheer guts. This is to Randall Cobb. This is the best throw of the game by Dak Prescott. Way to go. That's all guts on both the parts of Dak Prescott and Randall Cobb because it saves the game and it allows them to kick the 17-9 field goal. And all of a sudden, it's a one-score game. We still got a chance. And now that leads me to the final two series of the game. Guess who was in and out of the game for my Dallas Cowboys? A guy who, about midseason this year, Pro Football Focus ranked as the number one receiver in all of pro football. The guy that I credited last year to turning around the whole season. I credited Jerry Jones with fleecing the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden for Amari Cooper by giving only a first-round pick for Amari Cooper. Guess what? Today, John Gruden looks right. He looks smart. Way to go, John. You fleeced Jerry Jones because I cannot explain what happened to Amari Cooper this year. I can't explain why he was waving out in the last two series. What are you doing? You're waving out. You're not on the injury report. I realize he's had a heel and he's had an ankle and he's had a knee and he's had this and that. I don't know any of them, but they weren't on the injury report. Well, he practiced.
His body language tells me that he's a guy hurt.
Okay.
Watching him play, that's a guy that's injured. Skip, but you're not being forthcoming.
Okay, I'm not finished yet.
Skip,
you gave me the floor.
No, Skip,
right?
You can't take the whole segment.
Well, I'm not even finished. I said, are you finished?
Well, you want to just skip the show? You've talked for 10 minutes.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You often talk for 20 minutes, and you gave me the floor, and I'm going to finish.
For you to make a point so I can rebut it.
So Amari Cooper played only 46 snaps to Michael Gallup's 56. So at least 10 times on 10 key plays, Amari is just standing with a long face on the sideline like he just lost his puppy. That's what he looked like to me. Are you kidding me? And yet Dak Prescott comes back in the final drive, and he did miss Tavon on one, but he made a bunch of big throws on the last drive, including a really good throw to Michael Gallup at the end of the game. And yet that throw has to me, where's Amari Cooper? That's got to be an Amari play. That's what it was all the way home last year. He would have thrown that ball to Amari Cooper, and there's no Amari in the game. Here's the last throw, and it's a good one, but it's Michael Gallup. Now, maybe if it's that Michael down in New Orleans, maybe he goes up and snatches that one, but it's Michael Gallup. And by the way, Sidney Jones is a really good player, and don't tell me he's a backup because he was going to be a first-round pick. Remember, he tore his Achilles tendon at his pro day, and he fell to the second round, so don't tell me he can't play because he was a stud at Washington, and he made a better play than the throw was.
The biggest decision that they made is that when Michael Gallup caught that first 40-yarder, what did they do to Darby? They benched him. They took him out of the game. Doug Peterson has that kind of control, which your quarterback doesn't. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing, you said great players do not come out. That is not true. Yes, they do. Great players have the leeway. Mike Shanahan told us, and I've been on other staffs and other coaches say, I want you to go 100%.
Yeah.
If you can't go 100%, you touch your helmet, you come out of the game, we'll put somebody else in.
Guess who doesn't touch their helmet? Great players don't touch their helmet.
Skip, listen.
Jerry Rice does not touch his helmet ever.
He did.
Skip, ever.
But Skip, if you look at the play, Zeke got dinged. His head hit, and the guy...
stop it. He didn't even go in the tent.
It doesn't matter whether he went in the tent.
Baloney.
Well, guess
baloney.
What?
Didn't come right back in the next play.
Your guy played. So don't make excuses about no pain-killing shots. Mm-hmm. He didn't go in the tent during the game, so his shoulder was no issue. But this is what I want you to understand right here. The Cowboys, after the Eagles scored, on three of the Eagles scoring drive, the Cowboys three drives after the Eagles scored, three and out, Jenny. All three times, Dak Prescott got a chance to answer. This is why he didn't make the Pro Bowl, because they say you put up big stats against bums and you're so far behind against good teams, you're getting trash yards. Mm. He had an opportunity yesterday with his whole compilation of stars, and he did nothing.
His whole compilation? the key moments of the game, there's no Zeke and no Amari.
Hold on. Was Amari at the game? Was Zeke at the game? But see, what happened was, Skip Bayless, you went in the game. Let me know about my jacket.
Yeah, this was Amari at the game. I'm not sure.
What happened is, Skip?
Was Amari there? I got to look at my stats.
What happened is,
Oh, wait, they threw 12 balls to him. He caught four.
What happened is that you want this to be a passing team. And now you look at the Eagles secondary that has been decimated. Oh. And you see Fitzpatrick throw for 300. Case Keenum, 393. Yeah. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers throw for 400. Everybody's throwing the ball up and down the yard. Oh, you remember, Skip Bayless? You remember when they played him the first time, Jenny? I don't know if you remember this. You remember Amari and Dak? Easy money. They on the sideline yucking it up. Easy money. What that easy money when you needed it yesterday, Skip?
I saw six drops yesterday. And can we see the biggest drop in the game by Michael Gallup, who oftentimes this year has led the NFL in drops. The Cowboys have often led the NFL. They've gone from 1-2, 2-1. Can we see this play? Is this not a good throw? Would you say this is a good throw? Michael Gallup, catch the ball! If he catches it, he might score. We might be having a different conversation right now. Six times they dropped the ball. Jason Witten, the guy you can outrun, had a huge drop in the first half. It was one thing after another. I'm sick and tired of watching my team make loser mistakes because that's all they do. They have little to no pass rush. They sacked Wentz one time, and it was on a kind of a coverage sack where he got sacked after he got to within a yard of the line of scrimmage. They touched him three times. Okay, there is little to no pass rush. It's not enough. It's just not. It's underachieving.
Okay, they had six drops. How many bad throws did Dak have?
Probably four or five, I would say.
I think he had as many bad throws as they had drops.
You ever tried to throw a football after a quarter zone shot?
No, I don't think you have. We don't do excuses here, Skip Bayless.
You don't do quarterback.
I don't. Yeah. I've never played quarterback, but I've got my shoulder. Hold on. His shoulder was so hurt on a third down run, he dropped that right shoulder and lowered it. How hurt was it?
You want to talk about warrior?
Warrior, my butt.
That's a warrior play.
Skip Bayless.
You don't think that's stung?
Whew. This is how this thing works. I don't know if you noticed this. Yeah, people talk about Stonewall Jackson. They talk about Robert E. Lee. Mm-hmm. But not nearly as much talk as Ulysses S. Jackson because they lost. You don't get to be a warrior and lose. You get to be a warrior and win. And he didn't win. And I told you they weren't going to win. I told you at the beginning of the year they weren't going to make the playoffs. I said, case scenario, I said it'd be 8-8. I said if they're lucky, it'd be 9-7.
Yep.
But they're not going.
And I remember when you predicted Dak Prescott's going to wreck his shoulder against the Rams.
Hold on.
I remember when you predicted that, and I congratulate you for that.
Tell me.
That was brilliant. A seer.
So what was his shoulder like against Minnesota? What was it like against New Orleans? Was the shoulder wrecked then?
Boy, I'm glad you brought up Minnesota because he was on fire until they said, let's hand it to Zeke and hand it to Zeke and throw it to Zeke. And I lost.
And Philly put water on that fire. Put him out.
Ooh, wow.
It's over.
So yesterday, Ezekiel Elliott on first down had 11 total touches and got 28 yards. It's just a killer for my quarterback. It's hard to overcome that, but they almost did. They won in spite of. And I got to say, I got to congratulate Miles Sanders because he dramatically outplayed my guy who makes $50 million guaranteed.
And Carson
dramatically.
Wentz. And Carson Wentz dramatically outplayed your quarterback.
He did not.
Yeah, bull jive.
Well, that's not bull what jive. QBR says.
Yes, he did. Your guy had a 35.
No, but your guy had a real average 61. We'll talk about
that. So if average is 61, so what's 35?
And we were never able to put any heat on him on the score.
Whoa.
And how about Amari Cooper? If you look at what he's done home and away, it's just pathetic because on the road, he's horrible. He doesn't even show up on the road.
Kind of like your quarterback. Your quarterback is horrible.
He shows up on the road.
He showed up what? Okay, New Orleans. Was that a road game?
Yeah.
You scored 10 points. What about New England? You scored 9 points. Mm-hmm. What about yesterday? You got 9 points. What about the Jets? You keep telling me about your quarterback and how
quarterback
good he is.
Played his tail off against the Jets.
Well, he ain't got no tail.
Either tackle
he must be ain't got no tail, Jenny, because he been playing his tail off. He bobtail. He like a bobcat running right here because he got no tail.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless, your quarterback is not good. Admit that. You keep
not good. He's all I got. He had a great year.
Well, you ain't got much.
He's fourth in the NFL. He's still fourth in the NFL in QBR.
No, he's fifth now.
Yeah.
He's fifth.
He's fourth. No, he's fourth. I looked at him. He's fourth.
Hold on. He was first.
Yeah.
Pay first.
Okay. Made some drops.
I'm glad I ain't got no money invested in him. I lose my tail. Oh, but the little bit of tail that I do got left.
Yeah, but fourth in the league, that's pretty great. No, that's top five stats.
He was number one. Yeah. You remember when things were going well?
I got it. Okay, so he fell to fourth. He had a bad game at New England. He had a bad game at QBR game at Philly.
Had a bad game yesterday. Had a bad game in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He keep having the bad game at the Jets. Yeah. He keep having the bad games. Skip, baby.
How was he all the way up at fourth if he had so many bad games? Help me out. His QBR at the Jets was extraordinary.
Skip, what happened was is that he padded these stats against some bad teams early on. Mm-hmm. But you're starting to see, Skip, when the games are out of hand, yesterday was a perfect opportunity for Dak Prescott to show you and others what he's truly about. And what did he show you?
Dak is fourth in the NFL in QBR, and Carson Wentz is 10th. I'd say that screams that my quarterback's better than Carson
My
Wentz.
Guy, I played
and
your
if
guy
you
head
let
to
him,
head.
If you let him be healthy for a game, 100% healthy, and if you gave him Amari on the key plays of the game, and you gave him Ezekiel Elliott on the key plays of the game, like Wentz had Miles Sanders on all the key plays. And by the way, don't tell me about beat-up Eagles. Nobody has thrown it to the tight ends more all year than Carson Wentz has. And Dallas Goedert is really good, which is why my team was sitting right there to take him in the second round. And Philly, Howie Roseman traded one peg above them to snatch Dallas Goedert. Way to go.
Your problem is Jason Witten is stunning Connor Barwin's growth.
I agree. That's the first good point you made.
Skip. He's taking rep from this guy that he needs to be in there.
Totally agree. They threw one ball to Blake Jarwin, and it was a good one.
Hey, look what he did. Look at the ride that he ran.
Blake Jarwin got 19 snaps yesterday. Jason Witten got 49 snaps. So he played 30 more downs than Blake Jarwin.
He got more than nine meaningless snaps because he did nothing with those.
He did nothing. No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
So he was listed with a rib injury and a nagging groin injury. LeBron James missed his first game of the season last night. LeBron's absence was noticeable as the Nuggets had no problem taking down the Lakers 128-104. Only two Lakers reached double digits. And after the game, Kyle Kuzma said, quote, "It's kind of hard to next man up LeBron." I can agree with him there. Shannon, are you buying that LeBron is really hurt?
Yeah. He said last week, if I'm healthy, I'm playing. Mm. Clearly, he's not healthy. You talk about nagging groin injuries. Now, Jenny, I don't know if you noticed this. Pascal Siakam's going to miss a month because of a groin injury. He's 25.
Wow.
Did you see what happened to the Golden State? That they went to 5 straight finals. The wheels fell off. Steph Curry, not playing. Mm. Klay Thompson, not playing. Kevin Durant, not playing. Mm. My guy went to 8 straight. And the only thing he happened, he had a freak injury with a groin.
That's interesting.
After 8 straight finals, they go to 5 and the wheels fall completely off.
Mm.
The man says, if I'm healthy, I'm playing. LeBron James is not going to, after saying that, because he knows. LeBron knows.
Well, no.
He has to go everything, have to go everything, because it's almost like he must prep before he comes out and go over everything with a fine-tooth comb. He says, because there are certain people, won't call no name, Skip Bayless, mm-hmm. is just going to nitpick everything that I say. Mm. So I just got to make sure everything, my I's are dotted, my T's are crossed, and punctuation is where it's supposed to be.
Mm.
He said, if I'm healthy, I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to err, as they should, on the side of caution. Mm. Skip Bayless told me the game of the season don't even really start till after Christmas.
Mm. Coming up.
What the day is, Skip? Is the day Christmas? Okay, then.
You're getting close.
So, yes, I believe LeBron is a situation that playing the major, because they played a lot of back-to-backs, and what, I think 12 of the last 15 games have been on the road.
Mm.
So he took some time off. Now he hadn't played since Friday night. So he gets Thursday night.
Mm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So he get about 5 days, he'd be good to go. He'd be good to go on Cribble Day. So, I'm buying that LeBron James is nicked up, and they're going to err on the side of caution.
Mm. Hypocrite. That's what your man is a hypocrite. He has been calling out Kawhi Leonard every chance he gets.
Never care about Kawhi.
I don't load manage. It's all directed at Kawhi because he's threatened by all the New Balance ads. This is Kawhi's town. Yep, you got it.
New Balance.
And I have told you all year long, he's playing a dangerous game. He's playing way too high a minutes for year 17. He's playing way too many fourth quarter minutes against bad teams trying to stat pad.
No, they're trying to win the games.
Big minutes against the Atlanta Hawks, playing the whole fourth quarter, and he still is at the top of the league in shots taken in the fourth quarter because he needs to pad those stats.
No, they need
to win. It's a dangerous game. Dangerous game that he's playing. And so now I have to sit and sift through all the phony baloney being propagated by members of his inner circle because they're telling the media, oh, he's got a rib cage pull. Baloney. I'm not buying it. And he had it against Indiana. Baloney. He looked just fine against Indiana. And then he looked really good against Milwaukee. But they said he toughed it out and gutted it out and played with it through the Milwaukee game. 21, 12, and 11. I don't know. He must be superhuman.
But you said LeBron James is supposed to be averaging those numbers all the time. He wake out of bed with a triple. Get out of bed and do a triple-double.
Yeah, well. And now I have to hear, oh, he's got a nagging groin injury. Well, obviously, the groin last year knocked him out, what was it, a couple of months? So he's going to suck it up and play on Christmas Day with a ribcage pull and a groin that's still nagging?
They didn't say it was poor. They said it's bothering him.
Oh, they said nagging.
Yeah,
nagging. Boy, if
I get that sometimes.
Yeah,
nagging. Yeah, I got a nagging muscle pull called Skip Bayless.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
What's the cure?
All I know is now they're saying he'll be just fine on Wednesday. He load managed.
No, he didn't.
And guess what? I have zero problem with it. He should load manage ahead of such a big Christmas day.
And it'll be
game.
You'd
almost admit it. You'd rather the honesty.
Just own it because it's great. It's great. You should. You're going on, what was it, December 30th? He turns 35 years of age. And he's played. He's up to, what is he now?
He passed Kobe total minutes.
So he's
like 57,000 minutes.
Fourth now on the list. Wow. That's stunning
to
me.
Regular season minutes.
He's got so many miles on those tires of his that you've got to be careful because I don't want to see him gone for the end of the year. And that's what you're playing with. That's the fire you're playing with right now.
He's going to be there. He's going to be good.
Okay.
So he said if I'm healthy, which he wasn't, err on the side of caution.
Hmm.
See you Wednesday.
Hmm. Really?
Triple dub.
So just a quick note, just 3 years ago back in his year his second go-around at Cleveland. There's a nationally televised game against the Clippers, and this is according to Frank Isola of The Athletic, much to the chagrin of the league and ABC, guess who sat the game out? LeBron James, because he was load managing then. Aha!
I had tickets to that game.
You did?
Yes. I drove down there expecting to see him.
You're kidding.
I did.
He load managed you.
Skip, that was the back-to-back. As a matter of fact, they had the Clippers and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So they were playing Clippers, and the next night they were playing the Lakers.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I was thinking to go play both, but if you didn't, play the front end, you know.
Yeah. You were
did
mad.
Did you stay, or did you?
Man, I got down there. I went down and dapped him up, said, hey, boned out.
Deuces.
See you later.
That's
Shannon
exactly
went
what I
deuces.
Did.
Also, that same year, they played Memphis on a back-to-back, home and away. Mm-hmm. And guess who didn't get on the plane to go to Memphis? He didn't. And I don't have any problem with that. Just
that was then,
it.
This is now.
Okay. Well, now he says, I don't load manage. If LeBron's healthy, LeBron plays.
LeBron plays.
Okay, well, so he's going to miraculously get healthy over two injuries by Christmas Day?
Skip, nagging. So it's a little rest.
Oh.
So we can put a little extra, you know, therapeutic, you know, getting a massage, you know, getting those boots, hyperbaric chamber, get our physio to work on us a little bit. We're going to be all right.
Little vibranium.
Yeah, we good.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I got it. But again, own it, LeBron.
You're
I'm
a hater.
Fine with it.
No,
I'm not a hater.
No, you hating.
You know, and he's trying to finesse through this with the help of some of your friends, you know, some of your DM friends.
What?
Rich Paul, Maverick Carter. It's
okay.
I called
him. Yeah. Randy, I called him.
Yeah.
Look at LeBron. Now that looking good. Look at that Pico in the hoodie. Oh, bro, look at that little cross. Yeah,
I tell you what.
I bet not see Kawhi with one of those little pendants on his jacket.
What do you mean?
I bet not see Kawhi with one of them.
Talk about he the kid.
He got had one on his keychain. You saw what he had on his keychain.
I did in his car. It's a vintage car, and he's a vintage player. And I think he's been
load
managing.
No, he's just old.
He's been load managing. He's going to be ready for Christmas.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron going
to
be ready.
He's
you know, the one guy
play.
Who's hurt right now looks like Anthony Davis because that was he tweaked his knee pretty good last night.
And he came back in and still got buckets.
Back in. He did.
He's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. We just need, like Kuzma say, that was about next man up.
Mm.
Next man up for LeBron? Mm. That's like next man up for Tom Brady.
Mm.
Next man up for Lamar or Russell. Wood. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things, like there's certain positions, Skip, you might have next man up.
Mm.
But that ain't it.
Not LeBron.
Nope.
Three-game losing streak, though, for your guys.
What?
Things
put it into it.
What?
Oh, first losing
but we got,
streak of the season.
I'm down by 33 cases. Because you know that old game Sunday.
Yeah.
How many cases we had? We had a lot of cases on the day.
Five. Remember, I won one last week. That got it back up to 39, and you was just down to 34.
Yeah.
Feeling good 34. About that.
And by the time I get done with you, when you miss the playoffs, that's going to be another. That'll be
is that five for
boom,
the playoffs?
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Miss the playoffs.
Yeah. Your what?
Cowboys.
I thought that's what we lost.
Oh, no. Y'all.
Oh, I thought you were. I was conceding that to you.
Oh, no. Oh. No. What did we have on the. We had the Eagles. The Eagles, Cowboys. We had a little something on that, too.
No, we didn't. We didn't have anything.
We
had five on Dallas missing the playoffs.
You
and they
sure?
missed.
They
I
missed.
Give it. I concede.
No. I won't
I'm conceding.
No, I ain't touching the money. I don't want to hear nothing.
Not yet.
You got it. I give up.
I'm not listening.
It's over.
Hold on. You gave up against the Bears. And then when they came back and beat the Rams, you up here turning cartwheels.
Mm.
So, no, I'm not going to do. I'm not buying into your little stuff.
You know what's going to happen.
No,
I know. You know, we don't know.
The Giants play. You saw the Giants the last 2 weeks. No mercy.
So Lamar Jackson may have all but locked up the MVP with another dominant performance on Sunday against the Browns. Down by 6 with under 2 minutes left in the first half, Lamar was able to find the end zone twice to take the lead, and he never looked back. The Baltimore QB ended up with over 300 total yards, 3 touchdowns on the way to a 31-15 win that locked up the number one seed for the Ravens, who now sit at 13-2. Michael Vick still with us. Michael, should the Ravens be a heavy favorite, honestly, to win it all right now?
Yes, I think so. And you're looking at the most consistent team around the league. You see other teams, they've shown forms of inconsistencies in, you know, one of the three phases of the game. And when you look at Baltimore, they've looked the same for all 16 weeks since the first game of the season versus
so
Miami until yesterday. And Lamar just continues to get better, more comfortable within the offense. You will need offense, you get offense, you need defense, they give you stops. You know, you need to play on special teams. And from what I've seen is that they can beat you with so many different guys. I mean, you got the tight end who, you know, beat the Browns yesterday in between the hashes. And they showed that they can beat teams in between the hashes. They don't even have to go outside. They don't come downhill and run at you. It's just the most consistent team that I've seen so far. Everyone else around the league is figuring their way out, figuring their way, the keys to success and what they need to do. The Baltimore Ravens are very comfortable right now with what they're doing in their system in all three phases of the game.
I think they should be favorite, but overwhelming favorites is something I'm going to give pushback on, Skip.
Okay.
I think the thing for me is that of all the teams that we think of, like, say New Orleans, San Francisco, them, Kansas City, the Patriots, I think they've been the most consistent. Game in, game out, week in, week out. You know what you're going to get from them, Skip. even in the games they lost, they've been able to run the football. Even in the game that Lamar Jackson got outplayed by Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. he still was spectacular. The difference was he turned the ball over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, they rarely turn the ball over. You would think as much as Lamar handles the ball in the mesh point in the backfield, he would have 7, 8, 10, 12 pump. He doesn't. And he's learning. Skip, he's getting 12 yards. I could get 15. Nah, I ain't going to take that hit. I'm getting out of bounds. Yeah, I can get another 5-6 yards. Let me slide and get down. Mm. So they've been the most consistent. I've never seen a team that can run the ball like they run, can possess the ball, and then lead the league in scoring. They can score just in the blink of an eye because they run, run, and next thing you know, Mark Andrews is splitting the seams, hitting his head on the goalpost. For me, I think San Francisco is still a major player. Skip, I don't know if you noticed this last night, but on Saturday night. Did you see that Saturday night? He picked up 3 3rd and 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why Coach Belichick wanted to make a move. Mm. 3 3rd and 16.
Wait, Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean the guy who had a QBR of 25?
Whoa,
in that game?
Skip.
He had a 25, a scale of 0 to 100.
Skip.
It's pathetic.
Whoa, your guy had a 26 in the Super Bowl. Skip. But all we, hold on. His guy had a quarterback rating of 26 in the Super Bowl. But what did he do? He won.
Got the win.
Did Jimmy G win?
You still got the win.
Whoa!
You still think Bill Belichick's going to push Tom Brady out the back door after what you saw Saturday?
I stand by what I said, Skip Bayless. Okay. Look, they can run the ball and can control the clock because they're going to minimize your possessions.
Mm.
But they can be explosive. They've been the most consistent. I believe they should be the favorite, but I believe Kansas City could give them problems. New Orleans, with that offense, can give them problems. But the question is, because it just seems like even because Mahomes and Drew, they don't need a whole lot of time because the offense are so explosive. But I did see New Orleans get beat at home by Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I've seen them have games like, you're like,
fair.
Even yesterday, Skip, Tennessee. Now you get a 14-point lead. You got Derrick Henry. That might be a different ball game because now they really couldn't run the ball. Give them credit. I believe they should be favorite, but just not overwhelming favorites.
Okay. I don't know the injury status of Mark Ingram.
Correct.
He got hurt in something with his calf.
Right.
I thought it was Achilles.
And he's in the boot.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen going forward. But if he's gone, let's do the hypothetical for the rest of the playoffs of the year. That's a huge loss.
That's huge.
For him because he has been, boy, you want to talk about thunder to Lamar's lightning? Whew.
Because it's plus, Skip. They throw it to him.
Catch it.
They throw it to him.
He caught the 12-yarder for the 21-6 touchdown that just broke it completely open coming out of the half. The other play that scared me yesterday, and just because we have Mr. Vic here, I want to show this one. This is 10:20 left in the third quarter. Lamar takes off. I don't know if you remember this play, and runs around the corner, and he could have run out of bounds. Instead, he says, I'm going to cut it upfield.
Yeah, that was...
You can't do it.
No.
You just can't take a shot.
Yeah.
You're lucky it's a DB. Yeah. I think it's Demarius Randall.
What, Skip, that's the play RG3 got hurt on when he was in Cleveland. He tried to take the guy head on. No, you got the first down. Get out of bounds.
Michael Vick, you know this. You can't do that.
No. That angle's
all over again. Horrible if you watch it.
That looks horrible at high speed. It looks like a car crash.
And when his coaches watch this film today and they sit down and watch it together, they're going to tell Lamar. And they probably told him that on a couple of different occasions. But it's hard when you're playing so fast.
The
sideline is right there. You got to get.
He thought his receiver's going to make a block for him, and he wanted to cut it up.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's a head-on collision, and he's lucky it wasn't a linebacker. Mm-hmm. But still, that's no good. You're better than that. You got to protect for the sake of your team.
Right.
You got to protect because if you can stay upright and healthy,
they're going to be a tough out.
They're going to be a tough out. Now, I did tell you earlier that they really struggled to start the half. But Cleveland has been their kryptonite because Cleveland went to Baltimore and beat them 40-25, and it looked like we were on the way to that for much of the first half yesterday because we have in a row, we got a four, if we could show the plays, but it's 4th and 3 at the 41. They would go for it on 4th and 3 every time. And he missed Mark Andrews with a pretty easy throw, I thought.
Yes.
He missed him. Okay. And then we go to the lost fumble coming up next. And the mesh point you guys talked about, it just never happens. But it happened on that play, and that's a first. I don't think it's happened all year. They gave the fumble to Lamar, but I don't even know whose fault it is. It's like a close call. I guess it has to go to the quarterback. Then they had a 3rd and 4 and a 3rd and 6, and he missed receivers on both throws. So it wasn't great. It wasn't like perfect Lamar.
Right.
And this is the other 3rd down. I think this is to Hollywood. No, that's the one out to... Yeah, here's the last one. And I don't know what they're doing. He went deep to Hollywood on this one, on 3rd and 6. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a point until a minute 18 left in the half.
Yeah.
They don't have a point.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? Explosion happened.
They get 14.
They just explode.
But Skip, nobody can touch their resume. Yeah. When you got the Pats, Seahawks, Niners, Texans, Rams on your resume as victories?
Nobody.
Big margin victory.
Yeah. Think about it. They beaten these teams by an average of 18 points. Let that sink in for a second. The Pats won their division. They're going to be 13-3.
Yep.
Seahawks, they just lost yesterday, but they're going to be 12-4 at worst.
Yep.
The Rams, we know what the Niners, probably going to be the number one overall seed. And you got those on your resume. Mm. It lets you know, Skip, and that the way he – look, we knew Lamar could run. So basically what it looks like to me, Skip, he looked like he in college. Because that's exactly what he was doing in college when he won the Heisman Trophy, and he followed it up his junior year and had a better year. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yep.
So I'm telling you, if you think you're going to just say, okay, we're going to stack the line. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let him run. His arm, he's confident enough that his arm is plenty good enough to beat you. But I don't believe you can do that. I don't believe you, because you make one mistake. And that's the thing. We go all week, okay, you got this guy, and you got that guy. And what happens? Somebody always try to do somebody else's job, and then he pulls it, and now he's gone.
Yep. Even more important, 2 weeks to prepare where the regular season is over.
Right.
And the playoffs is right around the corner. So, you know, the intensity is going to be heightened. Mm-hmm. You know, mistake-free football is going to have to be at its height. And, you know, 2 weeks to prepare, you know, this team could be dangerous.
They're going
to
put another wrinkle in there.
They also have to keep their focus.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to play this week. I mean, obviously, because the Steelers have a lot to play for, Skip, because they get an opportunity to get that last playoff spot. They're fighting with the Titans. So he's going to play. Because, Skip, you wouldn't want – you can't sit him, Skip, and have 3 weeks off.
Yeah,
that's too much.
You want to stay in rhythm.
Really?
No, I agree. And don't look now, but he's got a legion of boom on the other side because that secondary it is so good.
The addition of Marcus Peters has been everything to this team. I think that was probably the biggest hurdle they crossed to take them to the next level.
Because you know what they did? What that allowed them to do? That allowed them to kick Marlon Humphrey inside.
They did. Absolutely.
So, and now you kicked him inside, and you put Carr at a safety position. So you got a guy that's a former corner playing safety, and he could also play in the slot.
And Earl Thomas is Earl Thomas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ooh.
Kansas City the only team I think in the AFC.
Really?
As of right now, that can give them a run for
You don't give New England any shot at Baltimore?
You know, it's a lot of inconsistencies there with New England. You know, they still got Tom Brady. I won't take that away, but Patrick Mahomes can beat you.
It's just hard to go against Tom.
And you can't be happy with what you've seen defensively the last 6 weeks.
And Patrick.
Fair. No mercy. So here's the thing. The Cowboys can still win the NFC East with a victory Sunday and a loss from the Eagles. According to Fox Bet, Philly is a 4.5-point favorite at the Giants, while the Cowboys are 10.5-point favorites over the Redskins. Mm. This thing ain't over. Shannon, do you give the Giants any chance to upset the Eagles?
Hell yes, absolutely. For me, I would have made this a pick'em game. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but the Eagles the last 2 weeks scored 36. Not Eagles, the Giants scored 36, and then they scored 41. Hmm. The Eli got them to 36. Now, remember, Skip, just 3 weeks ago, it took the Eagles overtime after the Giants were up 17-3. Hmm. Now, this is the same Dolphins team. You know, Fitzmagic went for 364 and three touchdowns. So we've seen them have slip-ups, Skip. Mm. We saw it against the Lions. We saw it, like I said, just a month ago against the Dolphins. So absolutely they can go up there. And Danny Dimes came back yesterday, 355 touchdowns, the game winning overtime. Saquon doing old Saquon-type thing.
Yeah.
26 touches, 279, home run speed. Mm. So absolutely would I be look. My money, my Fox Bet money. I'm gonna leave my little bit of money on. I might take the Giants in the points.
Hmm. You're gonna take the Giants? You just told me Walker Tuam's the greatest thing you ever walked. Am I right? So wait, you have no faith now in Walker Tuam against the lowly Giants?
Hold on.
What are they? 3-12?
What am I doing? Am I trying to pick a game or I'm trying to win money?
You're trying to win money.
Okay, well, I'm trying to win money. I'm taking the Giants.
Then you have no faith at all.
No.
He's on fire.
That's not how you
gave him an A+. What are you doing?
If he was playing the Cowboys.
Oh,
they're playing
really?
The Giants. The Giants at home that they just went to overtime with in their own building.
The Giants. What are they? Aren't they 3-12? I think that's what they are.
Look that up.
Right?
Skip.
3-12? And you would bet money that the Giants would win the game?
Hold on.
Seriously?
To make this a 4-point line, at worst case scenario, Skip, this is a pick 'em ball game.
A pick'em ball
this
game?
This is a pick'em ball game.
The Eagles are going to win this by at least 3 touchdowns. It will be a rout. They have caught fire. They slowly started to roll, and yesterday they rolled like crazy.
I don't know, Skip, about you, but I watched this game. The Giants played out of their minds.
You did?
I did.
I did not.
You did not.
I know you ain't want to. I watched it. I watched it. Skip, he was dealing yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I'd say 5 touchdowns and 352 yards with no interceptions and no fumbles.
And Saquon.
Saquon
hit his head on the goalpost with a discus, Skip.
Well, here's the better point about all this. I have no faith that my team can beat Case Keenum at Jerry World. I have no faith.
I do.
Because Case Keenum almost beat them at Washington. It took moving heaven and earth through the late second, third quarters for them to even get back into the game against Case Keenum. He lit them up just the way he lit the Eagles up. And I assume he's going to have to play because Dwayne Haskins had an ankle turn. Right. And he said that Dan Snyder told him later.
You see what I'm saying?
He had to kind of walk that back.
You see what happened? Yeah. You see what owners get involved in? That should be the trainers, a coach's decision.
But it came across like Dan Snyder had told him during the game, don't go back in.
So how did he talk to Daniel Snyder?
He tried to amend that on Twitter later saying, he told me in the locker room it was good, I didn't go back.
No, he didn't. So hold on. I thought there was supposed to be contact from upstairs and downstairs. Mm.
Oh, is that how it's supposed to work? Interesting. I wonder where you came away with that.
The Redskins hate the Cowboys even more than the Eagles hate the Cowboys, and they would like nothing better than to just finish us off, which they are highly capable of doing.
They do, Skip, the players. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Jones and Daniel Snyder are like this here. They buddy-buddies.
I don't know if they're buddies.
They buddy-buddies.
I never get buddy-buddies.
They buddies.
Yeah. So what?
No.
But the players play. Jerry doesn't play. Daniel Snyder definitely doesn't
play. Well, tell Jerry that. Because he showed me doing a lot of talking like he played.
No, he hasn't. So the point is, the Giants will get blown off the field by the Eagles.
No, they won't. Stop it.
And even if you're right, even if somehow the Giants pull off this miraculous upset, watch. The vintage way that my team, the fitting way for my season to end would be Giants win and Redskins win.
It would only be fitting.
I want the Eagles to go take care of business. But this game is not going to be easy.
Mm.
I promise you this game is not going to be easy.
Somebody's lost his faith immediately in, quote, unquote, walk it to him. Somebody doesn't really believe it.
I've watched the Giants play
Did
the
you
last
watch
three
Miles
weeks.
Sanders yesterday? Did you watch Dallas I watched Goddard?
So let me ask you
Did
a question.
Did you watch the Eagles' defense?
You watched Saquon?
Ooh.
Did you watch Saquon?
Yeah. Okay. I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was against the Redskins, okay?
Hold on.
These are the Eagles. The Eagles just beat the Giants.
The Eagles just beat the Redskins on the last second play.
Mm.
The Eagles also beat the Giants, had to go to overtime to do it with Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And they were down 17-3.
It's over. Just let it go.
Nah.
I've already conceded.
I want you to concede.
It's over.
Because
this has been hard for this guy.
He did this in Chicago, remember? He did it against Chicago. And then what did he come in here and do last Monday when they beat the Rams? Do that again, Skip. That thing that you did against the Rams, do that today.
Uh-uh. He's not going to do it.
I don't know what you did.
He's not going to do it.
I don't forget what it was. The thing that you do, you know, you look at the camera.
Skip has been having a hard time with Ezekiel Elliott. And that means the jersey is back in the trash.
You better believe it. And it's staying there.
She had something to say to you, Skip. She's not happy.
Good.
We'll tell ya. I want you to do it.
Mama Z, come on over to the good guy side. No mercy.
After Ezekiel Elliott was held under 50 yards on the ground and failed to find the end zone in the loss to the Eagles, Skip threw away Zeke's jersey for the second time this season. Mm. Jeez, and you know what? Zeke's mom responded on Twitter. She is not happy, saying, quote, and leave it there this time, or better yet, why don't you burn it? So, Skip. Your response.
I thought about burning it, and if I'd had a number 19 Amari jersey, I would have burned that. And if there was such a thing as a Jerry Jones jersey, I would burn that. Is there a suit I could burn, a Jerry suit? I don't know. All I know is that Zeke waved out of the critical moment of this game. And again, I'm just real raw emotion after these games. I still haven't recovered. I didn't go to sleep, and I threw that jersey in the trash with venom because He let me down. That was gutless. That was no backbone. That tore the heart out of my football team. And I'm sorry, he makes too much money to waive out of a football game when it's on the line.
Where are you going
to
burn that number four? Mm. Because he didn't waive in the game. Really? He did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about no shoulder because I didn't see no trainers talking to him.
Yeah.
I didn't see him going to the tent. I didn't see any of that.
You didn't all see him getting injected.
All I see was underperforming. Mm. I saw an underperforming, overconfident guy. Mm. That's what I saw.
Mm, really?
Yep.
Well, I saw a Zeke whose first five carries on first down netted minus 3 yards. He wasn't ready to play yesterday. He's ready against the Rams. He's ready.
What about your quarterback? Was he ready to play?
Well, he banged up his shoulder so bad he needed a cortisone shot last week and did not practice a single day last week
before the biggest game of the year.
Way to go, Shannon.
I'm trying to figure this out. Now, the guy took a cortisone shot on Friday, and he got pain-numbing medication on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But he lowered his shoulder and tried to run over said person in a ball game.
Well, at least he's got some guts. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the running back, and I don't know about number 19 either. I've never seen anything like this before.
He ain't got no victory.
Waving out of the biggest game of the year. Both of them.
That was your quarterback waving.
You can have both of them.
That was your quarterback when he threw that ball over Tavon Head.
Yeah.
That was your season that he threw away.
Honestly, though, over 4 million views for that video, Skip. So apparently
– almost 5 million.
Is it almost 5
That's
now
my in the last on Twitter couple? Because it was real.
That's okay.
Yeah. A lot of
Guess
people
what? Put number 4 in there, you got 10 million. If you put number 4 in there, you get 30 million.
That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9:30 Eastern.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts. Sports. One of one.